If you need 80 million yen, I can bring you 80 million yen in a nice, neat bundle. That's 8,000, 10,000 yen bills. You can pay off whatever you owe and pocket the rest, free and clear. Then it's party time! Hey, what do you say?
So then the land and building will belong to Noboru Wataya? Is that the idea?
Yes. I guess that's the way things work. I suppose there are a lot of annoying details that will have to be taken care of, though.
I gave his proposal some thought. You know, Ushikawa, I really don't get it. I don't see why Noboru Wataya is so eager to get me away from that property. What does he plan to do with it once he owns it? Ushikawa slowly rubbed one cheek with the palm of his hand.
Sorry, Mr. Okada, I don't know about things like that. As I mentioned to you at first, I'm just a stupid carrier pigeon. My master tells me what to do when I do it, and most of the jobs he gives me are unpleasant. When I used to read the story of Aladdin, I'd always sympathize with the genie, the way they worked him so hard. But I never dreamed I'd grow up to be like him. It's a sad story, let me tell you. But in the end, everything I have said to you is a message I was sent to deliver. It comes from Dr. Wataya. The choice is up to you. So, what do you say? What kind of answer should I carry back?
I said nothing.
Of course you will need time to think. That is fine. We can give you time. I don't mean you to decide right now, on the spot. I would like to say take all the time you want, but I'm afraid we can't be that flexible. Now, let me just say this, Mr. Okada. Let me give you my own personal opinion. A nice, fat offer like this is not going to sit on the table forever. You could look away for a second, and it might be gone when you look back. It could evaporate like mist on a window pane. So please, give it some serious thought. In a hurry. I mean, it's not a bad offer. Do you see what I mean?
Ushikawa sighed and looked at his watch.
Oh, my. I've got to be going. Overstayed my welcome again, I'm afraid. Enjoyed another beer. And as usual, I did all the talking. Sorry about that. I'm not trying to make excuses, but I don't know. When I come here, I just seem to settle in. You have a comfortable house here, Mr. Okada. That must be it.
Ushikawa stood up and carried his glass and beer bottle and ashtray to the kitchen sink.
I'll be in touch with you soon, Mr. Okada, and I'll make arrangements for you to talk with Miss Kumiko, that I promise. You can look forward to it soon.
After Ushikawa left, I opened the windows and let the accumulated cigarette smoke out. Then I drank a glass of water. Sitting on the sofa, I cuddled the cat, Mackerel, on my lap. I imagined Ushikawa removing his disguise when he was one step beyond my door and flying back to Noboru Wataya. It was a stupid thing to imagine. 17. The Fitting Room. A Successor. Nutmeg knew nothing about the women who came to her. None of them offered information about herself, and Nutmeg never asked. The names with which they made their appointments were obviously made up, but around them lingered that special smell produced by the combination of power and money. The women themselves never made a show of it, but Nutmeg could tell from the style and fit of their clothes that they came from backgrounds of privilege. She rented space in an office building in Akasaka, an inconspicuous building in an inconspicuous place, out of respect for her clients' extreme concern for their privacy. After careful consideration, she decided to make it a fashion design studio. She had, in fact, been a fashion designer, and no one would have found it suspicious for substantial numbers of a variety of women to be coming to see her. Her clients were all in their 30s to 50s. Nutmeg stocked the room with clothing and design sketches and fashion magazines, brought in the tools and workbenches and mannequins needed.